At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Da-da! Da-da! That's what I'm talking about. It's a Tuesday morning. You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
71 degrees right now. Going to get up into the low 80s. Cloudy.
Yeah.
Looks like all the rain came in a matter of 10 minutes yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
There was water coming up out of a hole in the middle of my lawn.
Oh, that's
not good. Sound good.
That's bad, right?
You have a hole in your lawn?
I got a hole in the middle of my lawn where my dog's in the crap in the middle of the lawn. No, so I was coming home from Wegmans. The downpour starts. I'm sitting in my driveway just waiting for the sheet of water to stop. And it was like a fountain coming
out of the ground.
Yeah, out of the center of my lawn.
That sounds odd.
I don't have.
That doesn't sound good.
I don't know what it is.
I kind of
just forgot about it until just right. now. All right. Like we said, enjoy the weather today as we look at your probably far too far ahead 4th of July forecast.
Yeah.
Friday looks beautiful.
Like perfect.
Yep. Sunny, high of 78, like not a cloud in the sky so far. It looks like all the rain, if it comes, will be there Thursday. So enjoy that.
Mm-hmm.
We are back. We are live. My fault yesterday. We're taking the day off. My wife and I went to see James Taylor on Sunday night.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, coming down off of that high.
I love that show. He sounded amazing. Shut it, don't you dare.
Had to be a packed house.
It was crazy packed.
Oh, yeah.
It was.
Oh, I bet you it did.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was a good time.
What is wrong?
You had to be the youngest person there by
no,
a mile.
No, I think his music kind of spans generations.
I get
like,
it,
you probably
but...
listen to it. Your parents listen to it.
When James Taylor sings a song, it's eternally his. It was great. I had the time of my life. I finally got to see him live. I've been waiting my whole life.
Well, good you did it now, man. You're running out of time.
Okay. Bro.
Well, the brother's old, man.
Bro, he's 15 years older than you, and he looks a decade younger than you.
You were sitting way back.
If
you were way back, I'd look good too.
Okay. This is the hackest joke. It's not even a joke. It's the hackest story of all time.
Whatever.
We try not to be hacky, but I'm out of my mind frustrated, and it was 2 days ago.
What happened?
All right. So we decided to stay the night in Canandaigua. Nice little romantic parent getaway.
Nice.
Yeah. Nothing gets the blood flowing like James Taylor.
Oh, yeah.
Been walking my mind through your easy ass. So... we're going to take an Uber to the show so we can drink and have fun. And
yeah.
Everything. And, you know, if you've ever been to a concert at CMAC, you know the traffic before a concert gets pretty crowded.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so we're anticipating this. So we call the Uber. We're sitting in the back of the Uber, and this woman pulls up. And it becomes apparent immediately this woman, despite driving an Uber in Canandaigua, is not from the Canandaigua area.
Oh, yeah, but it's small.
Okay. And it's one straight line from where we are staying to CMAC. Pretty simple. So we're stuck in traffic for like 30 minutes. And all things considered, not that bad.
Yeah.
No big deal. So she's got her Uber app open and it's got the red line of like nobody is moving and it's moving very slow. So then you got to take a right to get into the parking lot area, right? And
yeah, where does the Uber drop you off?
So there's
like out front?
I think there's a couple Uber drop off
areas. Yeah, sometimes they'll do that to try to keep traffic flowing. Yeah.
All right. So here's what pisses me off. All right. I'm aware of how long it's going to take to get to this.
Yeah.
And I tell my wife it's going to be a little while in the Uber. No big deal. We got nothing to do. So the woman, who is not from Canandaigua, goes, you know, we could take a right here where everyone's taking a right. But just past this road, it's totally clear.
And oh, that secret access road?
Bro, and it says that CMAC is right here. So do you guys want to try and, like, take this road and see if we can get there faster?
But does that road go to CMAC?
It's a great question.
Can I get dropped off there?
Don't know.
You got to cut through somebody's yard.
Do not know any of this stuff. So she goes, what do you want to do? And I look at my wife and she doesn't say anything. And I go, let's just stay with the route. The two women in the car, the driver and my wife, do not hear me. They start having a conversation amongst themselves.
Yeah.
And they start talking themselves into this surprise route.
The passage.
And for some reason, both of them like, you know what? Yeah, we're going to do it. And they're all like excited. Like you said, like they're Lewis and Clark.
Yeah.
Right? Now, here's the thing. I've been married long enough to know when to step in and when not to step in. And I have an entire night with my wife that I have to... before.
Yeah.
And just along for the ride.
Yes,
buddy.
And I've been waiting to see James Taylor all my life, and I don't want to ruin it.
Yeah, plus you're dragging your wife to this pasty-ass concert, man.
There were a bunch of black people at the James Taylor show.
Do you hear yourself?
What? Yeah, there were a bunch of black people.
There were a bunch of black people at James Taylor.
I was there. You weren't there. Were you not there? Were you there? No.
Well, they must have created some new brother I'm unaware of.
Please, please tell me about the black community. The man who lives with a black woman and has two biracial children. Please tell me.
Different day and age.
We're so white.
So, Kimmy, speak for yourselves. So, Kimmy.
Yeah.
These women have decided they're going to take this magical secret pet.
Okay. All right.
Now, of course.
I mean, I'm thinking like at a place in Canandaigua in general, but especially at a place like CMEC, there's what, like two ways to get out of there?
It's always been a nightmare getting into that joint.
Okay. So we get to where, so she goes, she tells us on the map, like there's nobody here, and then we take a right, and I can drop you off right at the front of the concert. Well, of course that's not how it works out. She drives past everyone waiting in traffic. By the way, the traffic is also backed up the opposite way, right? Yeah. So she's driving past all these people, and she's like patting herself on the back before she even
gets there.
So the cops have blocked off this entrance.
Oh, wait, the secret passageway?
Yes, that she thinks she's going to take, right? She throws her blinker on. There is a police blockade. She throws her blinker on.
Like she's going to pull into the area?
Like she thinks the troopers are going to like grab the barricades.
She's
going to
drop these people off.
Oh, you're here with Uber? I did not know. I'm sorry. Go
Duffy,
right ahead.
Party of two.
So like the cop is like putting his hand out and she's doing this like with her hands up like, what? What? And my wife's in the back like, what? What? And I'm sitting there like, I'm not saying anything because I don't want to ruin the evening. Yeah. Right? But like, of course this was going to happen. So the woman's like, I don't know what to do. I don't know. Like, they said that this is a road, but they won't let us down the road. And my wife's like, yeah, I know. So we end up just getting dropped off on the side of the road.
Wait, like there?
Were you close at that point, at least?
It was walkable. It wasn't that big a deal. But it's the opposite side of where we had to be. And here's what bothers me, right? Like, I know there's that old hack joke of women and directions and how bad they are. Mm-hmm. But for God's sake, it's not a joke. It's 100% real. Because if everybody is trying to go to one spot and there is a wide open area, of course that area does not go to where you have to be. Right?
Because everybody's looking at the same thing on their phone.
Thank you. Thank you. Like,
and I'm thinking I'm just driving into somebody's yard.
God, logic would dictate that we wouldn't be the Magellans that would figure it out. Oh, my God. There's been concerts at CMAC for 50 years. We have discovered the first people ever to discover this sacred passageway that brings right to the front.
It's just women in directions. I know it's terrible to say.
No, because I always kind of thought the shortcut thing was a dad thing. Like, I'm all about, like, I'm sticking with what my phone tells me. Like, I'm not the person that will, like, zoom in and look for other roads and routes to take. Whereas, like, my husband will, my dad did, like, he was shortcut guy, or he was like, this looks like the right direction kind of thing. I've never been, let's look for something different.
Look, there's a reason why Lewis and Clark did not take their wives.
Well, because they died of syphilis.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I mean, look, there's different kinds of shortcuts, Kimmy, right? Mm. Like, I agree with you. If I'm on a road trip and I see a road that cuts across two major areas where it looks like it's okay, maybe I'll think about taking that, save a little bit of time, fine, whatever. But in a situation where everything is locked up,
Yeah, you're in gridlock.
You stay with the lock. You stay with the herd.
Yes.
Because if there was another way to do it, everyone would go that way. And just like, it was infuriating. But I'm sitting on my hands back there.
Yeah,
man.
You can't say anything.
What am I going to say?
You can't say anything.
And like,
because you blow up the evening.
Bro, I wanted to make fun of that Uber driver so bad. Like, they're not letting us down. No kidding.
Wow.
No kidding.
Where do they get the gall, these police officers?
Other question. Other question. Why are you driving an Uber in Canandaigua if you're not from Canandaigua?
They may have dropped somebody off in Canandaigua and took the next ride.
Where could you have come from where you would not be familiar with the five roads in Canandaigua?
Anywhere in Rochester. But I mean, somebody could have taken an Uber to the concert.
Yeah, but Canandaigua is so small.
No, but I'm saying the Uber driver probably dropped somebody off in Canandaigua.
She said, no, I get what you're saying. No. But like, even if you live in Rochester.
Yeah. They might not be from there.
Understood. Even if you live in Rochester. Odds are, at some, because this woman was in like her 50s or 60s.
Oh, she's been to Canandaigua.
You've never, no, because it
I've had some older drivers lately, like, because I think everybody assumes it's going to be like a young kid picking you up, and sometimes it's just somebody who's retired looking for a side thing.
Both of our Uber drivers were over 52 and from the hotel. But like, Kimmy, we're driving down wherever Crenshaw Park is, right, wherever that lake is. We're driving down the road. She goes, oh, a lake. She said, a lake.
So she must really not be from here.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Where did you drive in from?
Never been to Canandaigua.
People are there people taking Ubers from like Syracuse and outside of here to like go to concerts?
Jesus Christ, what does that cost?
I don't know.
Fly in for a James Taylor show at CMAC. He plays every city along the 90, for God's sakes. He's a traveling man. He's a walking man. He walks on by. Walks on by.
Mm-hmm.
We got folks writing us on Instagram. Duffy at WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Again, went to see James Taylor Sunday night with my wife. We took an Uber to the show from the hotel we were staying at. And the woman who was driving our Uber decided to take a super secret shortcut that wasn't a super secret shortcut. Look, there's nobody on this road. For a reason. For a reason. Caleb writes us, I do Uber down at CMAC events. I know exactly what road and spot you're talking about. It's great money, but by God, the people, the other drivers, everyone is infuriating. I don't know how you make money as an Uber driver driving from...
Sitting in traffic.
Thank you. Yeah. You got one, maybe two trips in you.
Yeah, because it's not like the toll goes
up. Yeah, it's
up,
a flat rate.
Sitting there, yeah.
So he's not making anything on the mile.
He's not making anything on the mile, Kimmy.
Yeah, that would suck.
He's not making it.
Yeah, that's taxi talk.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
In the Uber.
I know, but taxis get paid by the mile.
No, I understand how taxis work. Use over there, because that's how bus drivers talk. Use sits back down there.
Use sits down and shuts all his mouths.
The other thing that was funny. So, like, there are concerts at CMAC that get wild. Right? Like
wild.
They do a lot of country shows.
Oh, yeah. Country gets to drinking.
Tailgating and everything.
Yeah.
So, the spot that we got dropped off was, I guess, where the VIP parking area is.
Right? The high-enders?
Well, that's the only place that we could get dropped
off. Yeah.
On account of the whole bad directions. But there were a bunch of people tailgating the James Taylor.
Like rich people tailgating.
Well, they were just people. I don't know.
Yeah.
But like, I've tailgated some sporting events.
Yeah, but this is like elegant, refined tailgating.
Well, no, it was just.
There's like tablecloths and like candles.
No, that's what was so funny. Just look at a normal tailgate. But like, I love James Taylor.
Yeah.
I love James Taylor. I almost wanted to walk out to be like, hey, you know that James Taylor's in there, right?
Like, yeah.
It's not really a beer pong situation.
I kind of figured like that was a normal thing for most concerts there, just because people will get there so early to get like good spots, so they'll just hang out till it gets closer to the concert.
Okay, but like the good spot you're getting is inside the concert, like unless you have like actual.
Yeah,
Christmas
but
seats.
I guess if you don't want to pay for beers that early, you sit in your, you pop open a chair and sit there for an hour.
It is funny, and I don't know if you guys have experienced this.
What's that?
Taking someone, I don't think my wife, I know my wife has not been to a lot of concerts.
Yeah.
It became apparent to me when we got in, because we got lawn seats. I am fine sitting on the lawn for James Taylor. That, like, I wanted to be under the stars hearing that music.
Okay.
It was very romantic.
Okay.
Right? But it became painfully apparent
that
my wife had never sat on the lawn for anything in her life.
Really?
Yeah, because she hasn't been to a lot of concerts.
I was going to say, like, not even as a younger person, that was always, like, the clutch ticket.
So, but I think that, like, she was even, like, she grew up too poor to even afford lawn seats.
Afford the ground?
Yeah.
I guess she was probably busy doing, like, doctor stuff for a while.
Yeah, true. So, what did she think was, did you bring chairs?
No, I didn't want to, we talked about this last week. I am not at the age where I'm bringing a chair.
All right, so you just brought a blanket?
We brought a blanket. Right. And I anticipated, like, I told her, like, I don't need to see James Taylor. I just need to hear Taylor.
But you're there. You want to see.
Doesn't bother.
No? All right.
Well, apparently, it bothers her.
Yeah.
Because,
I'm just thinking,
because
if you're a blanket person, you could be blocked by chair person.
Which we absolutely were. Yeah. Which I was fine with. I was, but my wife is, like, on her, like, the tip of her ass, like trying to see over everybody's head. And I'm like, just like relax and enjoy the music. Well, I want to see him. It looks like every old white guy you've ever seen in your life.
Yeah, true.
He was wearing a chimney sweep hat. You don't need to see the chimney sweep hat.
That lawn just looks so uncomfortable sitting there.
I love the lawn at CMAC. I love the CMAC lawn. I have no need to buy a physical seat at CMAC.
Really?
Really. There is no better lawn scenario in America than CMAC.
CMAC is it slopes down. It's not like Darien Lake. It's just flat.
You got it.
So it's a field.
You got the slope. You have all of those bathrooms behind you, which makes for really easy bathroom access. You have the lake off to the left. The sun sets behind the stage. It is gorgeous.
Oh, my God.
It is.
Breathtaking.
I mean, lawn's great as long as the weather's okay.
Oh, yeah. Good call.
Yeah.
I mean, that is the one thing you're taking a chance on.
Yeah, you have no protection from anything.
No, you're right. The sun was a little hot until the sun went down. Yeah. But as soon as the sun went down,
that
man,
sunset.
Bro,
oh.
It was.
It's like you're in the Keys.
I'm here for James Taylor. I'm going to soak in the moment.
The stars.
Man. Yes, it was beautiful.
The blanket.
It was gorgeous. And when you're on the lawn, there's like four or five times during the show where, you know, whoever's on stage is like, how's the lawn doing? And you're like, yeah, he's talking to me.
How are you poor people doing?
I'm doing good. Well, like the only seats that were available when we went to buy were like in the front left-hand corner or the
like the under shell. Under the shell.
They were like $500 a seat.
God, there's no who is paying $500 to see that.
People must be
to see that old fart.
How dare you?
He hasn't written a tune in 30 years, man.
Yeah, he doesn't have to.
I get it, but like
you wouldn't want to hear new stuff, anyways.
Yeah, you boo. Oh, it's a boo. Play the hits. Classic. Here come the hits. You ever read anything new, boo?
Do the Macarena.
He did the Macarena.
Oh, did he?
A lot of Macarena. He does several Latin songs.
Does he really?
Yeah. Mexico.
Well, that's not a Latin song. That's like me. I speak Mexico. I went to Mexico, man.
I'm saying it has a Latin feel.
Hey, I'm out of Mexico. Dealing drugs.
Only a Dream in Rio. He has a Latin drummer.
But that
in
doesn't
his band.
Make him bilingual.
No, I didn't say he was bilingual. I said the songs have Latin influence, you idiot. Don't you dare talk about James Taylor like that.
Latin influence.
There is a he's a man of the world. Like I said, he's a walking
Toby
man.
Toby Keith sings about Mexico. I don't get a Latin influence.
How's that song go?
I went down to Mexico. Found myself a Mexico ho. That's all I got, folks. That's all my bilinguals.
I have
this
no
evening.
Idea, your mom.
I normally don't support bilinguals, but I will tonight. I don't preach bilingual.
How are you ruining the show from 2 days ago for me? How are you doing this? The other thing, too.
What?
Whenever I see someone that I really, really love, I always want to try and get, like, merchandise, right?
Oh, yeah. Did you get anything good?
A t-shirt?
Well, that's just it. I don't know where I would wear a James Taylor t-shirt. Well, and they were all old man
t-shirts.
I
was going to say, you of all people would wear a James Taylor t-shirt.
Where am I going to wear that?
What's an old man t-shirt?
You wear obscure t-shirts all the time.
James Taylor's not that. I mean, I get he's obscure to you because you're not a.
No, I'm not saying he's obscure, but like you love to like. You're asking me about my t-shirt guy.
I am not asking you about my t-shirt kind guy. Of. No, I'm not. I just wear a shirt kind you want to ask me about it. It's fine. I'll answer the t-shirt questions. No, but it was like an acoustic guitar down the middle and it said like James Taylor tour 2025. Like there was nothing like obscure about it. It was a very on the nose.
Did it have his tour dates?
On the back, probably. Yeah. I don't know. And I was like, I don't want to spend $50 on that. So I didn't get anything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They had like a notebook. What am I going to use?
A James Taylor notebook?
It looked like
they
a notebook.
They have like weird stuff sometimes. Like they'll have like a tote bag.
Yeah.
Or like,
but a
like
notebook.
Supplies.
Yeah. It looked like a notebook. Stapler. James Taylor stapler. Stapling man. It's staples. Like
office supplies.
He just did his same joke twice. Got office supplies. Yeah. Got office supplies. Play the hits. Two Ribs, Arkansas, bitch. You want to be happy, right?
That's the name of the game.
That's the game of the name, and Kimmy.
Name of the game.
Game of the gong. Gongity do.
Give it a gong.
Gabba-dibba. Since the beginning of time,
yeah.
Man has searched for one thing that equates happiness for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And we found it.
Okay.
But here's the thing. Despite,
this is great.
Despite the fact that this, without question, according to the data we have, will make everybody happy.
Yeah.
No one is going to want to do it.
Why would you not want happiness?
Well, I can't wait to hear you yell at me why this will not actually make you happy.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So, Tommy?
Yep.
A study of 20,000 people over the last 20 years finally revealed the A number one thing that is the biggest indicator of happiness.
Perfect.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Being financially responsible.
Yeah.
See? He's already doing it.
Let's have some fun saving money.
Okay, so for example, in this study, they found saving 1% more than you previously had led to an improvement in mental health scores across the board for everyone polled. A slight increase in a credit card payment that you made has the same effect. And by the way, how much you actually make had no effect on how happy this made you.
So it's just how you spend your money or save it.
Save it. The study found people that made the least amount all the way up to the most amount in this study, saving the same percentage of their income and paying the same percentage of their bills, gave them better life satisfaction and made them happier.
Well, you're not under the pressure of being in debt.
Well, here's the thing. You kind of still are. It's not about getting out of debt because adding 1% more to your savings is going to make you rich.
Right.
Or like to a credit card thing. It's the idea that you are being responsible. It's the having responsible financial habits made people happier.
So the thought of doing the right thing makes you happy.
Well, you are doing the right thing.
That's what I'm saying. That's the thought process because to your point, you're not really saving all lot of money, like a game changer.
But the fact that you are doing the right thing made these people happy. It gave them a satisfaction that nothing else did. And they go down the list because they studied everything that people think makes them happy. Being financially responsible made people happier than impulse buying. Whether it was online or on your way out of a store.
Looks like a lot more fun, though.
Mm-hmm. It made people happier than booking vacations. Being financially responsible made people happier than fun experiences like dinner or drinks.
So not doing anything makes you happy.
Well, you are doing something. You're saving money.
Yeah, but you're not enjoying life. You're not having any experiences.
What is life, though, Tommy? Yeah, but a series of days.
Well, yes. One after the other.
That's what I'm saying.
But they got that calendar.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
But it doesn't sound like fun, though. When do you have fun? Like, when do you get to have
fun? I can also see feeling guilty about that fun if you're worried about being financially responsible all the time. You know what I mean? So, so I can see why for people like that, booking a vacation would just be stress because you're not going to enjoy it if you're thinking about the money you're spending on it.
No, we've all been there, right? Like, you have said multiple times on this show that any vacation is nothing but stress.
Yes.
That it's not even worth going on the vacation because you're going to be stressed the whole time.
That's true.
You have also said that you have a running taxi meter, and we heard you talk like a taxi driver earlier, mm-hmm. Every hour that you are on vacation, you break down into what it costs.
Right. I do.
So how is that fun?
Well, I drink.
Which costs more money.
Yeah, but it makes me forget about my whole, you know, we're on the clock here.
Okay. So the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Is this information, knowing that saving money and being more financially responsible, is that enough to get you to change your spending habits?
No. I think saving money is tough.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a discipline.
But if you're doing this other stuff, if you're buying impulse items, if you're booking vacations, if you're doing these fun experiences trying to find happiness, and the data here shows us the happiness is actually in the saving, well, then there's no need to impulse buy book vacations.
Yeah, but if this has got to be the hardest time in history.
Agreed.
To save money.
Agreed. I agree.
Because now I have a phone that constantly wants to show me things I may be interested in, which causes me to keep clicking and looking.
I thought you were going to talk about how expensive everything has gotten, but your Pittsburgh privilege ass goes, oh, no, but I'm getting direct ads. What can I do? They are directly advertising.
But I am being bombarded, they know what they're doing.
Well, guys.
Not only are you being bombarded by ads, but I would also think social media and seeing what other people are doing all the time adds to that, too.
Like, all the fun they're having.
Fear of missing out kind of thing, or you feel like everybody around you is on vacation or going to Europe or wherever.
We just talked about it this morning.
Yeah.
We talked about somebody that's on vacation right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you made fun of them.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But I almost think that would make you feel more stressed than getting bombarded by ads.
But there's a flaw in that idea. And by the way, it's something we already all know.
What's that?
Everybody that's on vacation are only taking pictures that make the vacation look like the best vacation of all time.
Yeah, but when you're scrolling and it's fun time after fun time after fun time, I can see when you're just sitting in your living room looking at it, feeling like, man, I'm really missing out on life.
Mm-hmm. I get what you're saying, but I guess what I'm getting at, Kimmy, is 252-WCMF, as we have the study in front of us, a 20-year study of over 20,000 people found the biggest indicator of happiness was being financially responsible, that you were getting better health and wellness scores in this test by saving and paying more in your credit card bills than things like impulse buying, booking vacations, fun experiences. Going back, Kimmy, to what you said about, you know, scanning and seeing nothing but happy vacations and fun things. We've all been around long enough where we know that picture is BS. You know that person on vacation. They're going to take a picture with their feet in the sand. They're not going to take a picture of them yelling at their 8-year-old son because he doesn't want to eat the dinner you just paid $40 on.
But they're still at a beach.
Okay, fine.
You know what I mean? And that's her point. Yeah. Like, you put yourself there going, I would be doing it even better than you.
It's less about how happy they look and more just about what they're doing and where they are.
They're doing it wrong. I'd do it right.
I get the idea, but here's the thing.
What's that?
You also are smart enough to know you wouldn't be doing it right, because if you put yourself in that spot, it would be too hot. Kids would be upset. Wife would want to do something you wouldn't want to do. Now, this is costing me money over here. There's rain on this day. We spent all this money to be here. We've all been there. We should know.
Yeah, but I'm too big of a dope. I am. I'm a complete dope, because I'll go, be better this time.
Yeah.
You know what? I learned my lesson the last time. Even better.
Especially when you haven't been in a while. You're like, you're missing out.
Look, I'm not suggesting never go on vacation again. And I'm not suggesting.
Well, you paint a nice picture.
Don't buy things. I'm just saying, you had said,
oh, yeah,
going into this break, why would I want to not do something that is proven to make me happy? And I go, this is proven to make you happy. And you go, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah. I don't like saving money. It sucks.
Well, you don't have to. You don't have a mortgage, man.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, yeah, really nice for you. Also, man who goes, you know, living in Pittsburgh is like being on vacation every day. I want to go on vacation. I want to go on a vacation for my vacation.
Double vacation. I deserve that at my age. So I have two people in my immediate family. Mm-hmm. One is like, fell into some nice money and is like frugal. And this other relative is like, they have money, but they just party.
Okay.
I'll take that party money over the, let's sit around the house and have a sandwich. And then I'm going to carve a duck.
Okay, but you've never.
I mean, like, the other one's in Tuscany renting Fiats and blowing through wine. And, you know, plenty to see in this country. Never going to see it, but there's plenty here.
Every trip.
I'm going to go to Mount Rushmore as soon as they put Trump's face on it.
Kimmy, every trip that the man he's describing who blows the cash tanks, he mercilessly makes fun of
them. But they have fun.
No, but you mercilessly make fun of them. You talk about how that trip isn't fun, how you wouldn't want any part of it. And now
you kind of crap on it a little.
And now you're sitting here going, I'd rather be that guy that I say sucks all the time.
Listen, they both suck in their own way, but at least they're doing fun suck instead of boring. I'd rather do fun suck than boring suck.
Okay. I mean, look, maybe that's the key to life.
Fun suck.
No, you idiot. Is being,
which would be a great name for a Chinese restaurant.
Fun suck? Aren't they going to have to get the trademark from your mom? Maybe the key to happiness is finding a way to be happy and boring at the same time.
But then how?
Well, look, I'm a pretty boring person.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
You tell funny stories.
No, I would.
You go to James Taylor. You take bad Uber rides.
No, but I mean, like, I'm married. If I was not married, you know this. You've known me for how long? I would never leave my house. And I am perfectly content never leaving my house.
I know.
And I'm a pretty happy guy.
All right.
I just like to be me where I am and be comfortable. Why push yourself outside of that zone that makes you uncomfortable?
Well, you shouldn't do anything.
Why grow as a person?
I was going to say, because there are some times where, like, maybe you're dreading going to something and it ends up being, like, a good experience. Like, you're happy you did it.
Once in a while, those fall into your lap. Yeah. But those are few and far between.
So now he's crapping on trips. What are you want?
I'm so confused.
I just want happiness all the time.
Okay.
But I don't want to have... Here's what I want. I want to be happy, but I don't want to earn it.
Here's what he wants.
I just want it handed to me.
By the way, you're nailing that.
On a silver platter.
You just want your house in other places.
Yeah. There you go.
Just pick me up and drop me somewhere so I can do my daily routine in another place.
He wants a private jet is what he wants.
Oh, my God. How cool would that be?
Yeah, obviously. It's like saying, man, I wish I had a stack of gold bars.
You get your own plane. You have unlimited chips and nuts.
I wouldn't even fly you. I'd just get on, eat the chips, get off.
I probably would.
By the way, you could not pay me right now enough money to get on a private plane. There's
Why?
No effing way. Are you kidding me, man?
A private
what
plane?
Happened now? I didn't see another one.
Well, they if there is a plane that is going to crash in this country, it's a private plane.
Yeah, they usually go down.
Half the music we play on this station is guys that went down in private
Tragically
plane.
Went down in the middle of a snowstorm.
They write songs about it, and then they die, and they don't know they wrote a song about it. All right, so if you want to be happy.
Yeah.
Save your money.
Save your money.
Says man who never saved a dime in his life. You want to talk about disrespect.
What happened?
This is the definition of disrespect.
Mm-hmm.
Because this man, along with the general manager, completely changed the trajectory of this franchise. They have won more under him than they did with a Hall of Fame greatest coach in Buffalo Bills history. And his reward is showing up every year in stuff like this. You're hanging out in the break room. It's just Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. USA Today put out a list of NFL coaches they believe are in the hot seat this season.
So they could be canned.
You got it. If things don't go well. And Bills head coach Sean McDermott is one of the coaches listed in the article. To quote the story in USA Today, quote, "The Bills continue to be unable to get past the Chiefs into the NFL in the NFL postseason. If they can't do it again, Buffalo Brass may try something different despite McDermott's success as the team's coach." Not only that, Tommy.
Yep, buddy.
Pro Football Focus, you familiar?
Oh, yeah. One of my top magazines.
Top magazines.
Yeah, love the centerfold.
It's a very highly regarded football publication.
Mm-hmm.
They made a list of the top 10 current NFL head coaches. McDermott is not on that list.
Wait, he's not on the list of top 10 guys?
He is not listed on this.
How is that?
You tell me. Well, you just said.
Because you would think, like, anybody that made, like, a division championship, that automatic on the list, right?
Not in the top 10. Right.
So they just don't like him.
I don't know why. What's not to like?
Well, I can see. I mean, he's just plain.
Yeah.
I mean, he's lame. He's Coach Lame-O.
Yeah.
But he gets the job done, to your point.
Does he get the job done?
But he doesn't finish the job.
Okay, so he is on the hot seat, according to this article in USA Today. He is not a top 10 NFL coach, according to Pro Football Focus. Are you guys upset by this?
Well, that's a valid argument that he can't figure out the Chiefs and he can't get in. He can't get to the
it is
to the Super Bowl. That's a valid argument.
It's a valid argument?
Yeah.
Kimmy, would you agree that's a valid argument?
I think that's his biggest criticism.
Yeah, that's the only criticism, I mean, but he's frustrating.
Okay.
I think it's one of those things where if you're going to pick somebody to blame at the end of the season, it kind of all falls on him, whether or not that's true. I mean, and he's good at accepting the blame, too. Like, he will put it on himself as a good coach would.
He wears it well.
No, but that's the problem, is he does accept all the blame, where you see these other NFL coaches that'll throw people under the bus. All right. Let's have a chat.
Let's chat it up.
You want to chat?
Yeah, let's chat it up a little bit there, buddy.
Phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Sean McDermott has been the head coach of the Buffalo Bills for 8 seasons. They've made the playoffs 7 of those seasons. They've won 5 straight AFC East titles. They have made 2 AFC championship games. And folks, not only... Okay, I'm getting ahead of myself. I will say this. No matter what happens this year, short of him getting caught in some massive off-the-field scandal, there's no way he's getting fired. And the argument that you just made that he can't get past the Chiefs. I'll ask you this question, Tommy, because you're right. He can't get past the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Who in the AFC has?
Well, nobody.
Oh, I'm sorry, what?
Nobody.
Since the Chiefs have started to go on their run, one AFC team has blocked them from the Super Bowl. The Bengals, a single year after the Bills beat the hell out of the Chiefs in that overtime 13-second game. And by the way, the Bengals, who stopped them that one year, are now a tire fire of a franchise. The Ravens haven't been able to do it. Their head coach, John Harbaugh, won a Super Bowl before Mahomes showed up. There are 13 other teams in the AFC that have the ability to stand up to the Chiefs. One year has stopped them. And McDermott should be fired?
I don't know if he should be fired.
He's on the hot seat, from what I hear.
The hot seat.
And you just agreed with
him.
Hot seat. You literally just said, well, I can't get past the Chiefs like all these other guys.
I mean, look,
not.
He's a great coach, but you also have one of the greatest quarterbacks.
Okay.
And you still haven't gotten to the Super Bowl. And that's what everybody's waiting to see. I mean, that's what's so frustrating.
Agreed.
I feel like because Josh is so good,
he's amazing.
It's always going to be an argument, no matter who's coaching him.
You
that
wasted
they
his talent.
Gotten him there.
All right. Yes.
Yeah. That's going to be the knock on the guy. If he never gets there, that's going to hang over his head.
So let's talk about Josh Allen, because I agree with you. That's a big argument.
Do you think Josh is a problem?
Oh, no, I'm not saying Josh is the problem. We love Josh.
He's getting plenty of sleep.
Josh is the greatest thing that's ever happened to us. But the revised history really bothers me, because lest we not forget, Thomas.
What is that, Patrick?
The 17-year playoff drought that McDermott broke in his
first
year.
It was a nightmare.
Yeah. You remember who his quarterback was?
Wait, who?
When McDermott broke the playoff drought, you remember who his quarterback was?
Who? Who?
Wasn't Josh Allen.
Who was it?
Tyrod Taylor.
Oh,
yeah. Sean McDermott, in his first year as Bills head coach, after a 17-year playoff drought, playing in the same division as arguably the greatest team in NFL history in the Patriots, broke the drought with a career backup. And I love Tyrod Taylor, but he's a career backup. You didn't make the playoffs as a franchise with Bledsoe Fitzpatrick, first-round picks J.P. Lossman or E.J. Manuel. You couldn't make the playoffs with veteran head coaches like Chan Gailey, Dick Geron, or Rex Ryan, who made consecutive AFC Championship games with the Jets. This guy did it in 1 year.
He's
and
amazing.
Not only that, he sustained that success. And let's not forget, 6 months ago,
what is that?
The Bills offense had the ball. Under 2 minutes to go in Kansas City with a chance to take the lead and go to the Super Bowl. Is that blown blocking assignment on fourth down on McDermott? Is that blown fourth down spot the NFL bent us
over
with on McDermott?
That's where it gets so frustrating to watch.
Frustrating.
It's frustrating. You're like a pasta that comes frustrating.
I mean, he gets to this point and then go home.
It just comes down to these tiny little plays.
Right. And it's just, I don't know what to tell the guy, but man. It comes down to like that last minute. Oh,
didn't happen.
Go home.
But here's the thing, Kimmy. The blown blocking assignment on fourth down. How is that on McDermott?
But to her point,
he's
going to be the guy that takes the blame.
Because he's that good of a coach.
Right.
It's funny how like when a guy comes forward and takes blame, he shouldn't protect his players.
You're also, forgetting that in some of these seasons you're talking about, the Bills went in and beat the Chiefs the first time around and then couldn't do it the second time.
I'm aware of this.
So I think that is another reason why people think it comes down to coaching.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. Just
like, why can't you win the bigger game of the two?
I don't want to see him go.
You said that he should be on the hot seat.
That's a valid argument that he can't. He's got an unbelievable team who can't get to the Super Bowl.
Okay. I would argue, and I think that history has proven this.
Mm.
Josh Allen is unbelievable. Anytime Josh Allen is your quarterback, your window
is open. He's exciting to watch.
Okay, fine. You can't name 5 players on that defense.
On the defense? Oh, I can name them all.
Go.
You got Jonesy?
Can you name
Jonesy number two? Williams, Washington.
Can you name one player on
Smith?
The defense?
Smith's always
name
good.
Me one defensive player.
Smith. I love Smith.
Nope.
I can't think of anybody.
You can't name a single defensive player. Our football expert. He's taking guys off the couch.
Ed Oliver.
Wow. It only took you 3 minutes.
I had to think of his face for a minute.
To name a guy who was a first-round
pick. He's a quiet
pick.
Man. He's a quiet man.
Not really.
I know.
I thought he's pretty quiet.
No.
I mean, he's not flamboyant.
No, I guess not. I would call him the average man.
Yeah.
At 350 pounds.
He's your average Ed.
Kimmy.
Oh, yeah. Eddie.
How many times have we seen guys leave this defense thinking they go get their money and they disappear completely? How many times have we seen them pluck guys off the street and all of a sudden you're like, holy crap, look at this job they're doing in this defensive system? McDermott is a great coach. And people who – I'm sorry, go ahead, Kimmy.
No, I agree with you. I don't think that right now there's a better coach out there that you could plug in and continue with the momentum you have.
And that's it.
But I think it is okay to criticize – you know, the last few seasons, as I think he would too.
Understood. But to say the man should lose his job. So you brought up, Kimmy brings up the best point.
Yeah.
Who do you replace him with? Let's say you want him gone. Who's better?
Who's out there?
Exactly.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, if they don't have a job, something went seriously wrong at the last place they were at, right? Yeah. McDermott didn't lose a head coaching job. He was promoted from the defensive coordinator in Carolina.
Yeah.
You want your fun fact of the day?
Ooh, I love fun facts.
There are 31 other active NFL head coaches outside of Sean McDermott in the NFL.
Mm.
Active. You want to guess how many have won a Super Bowl?
Mm. Well, it couldn't be many because it's been Kansas City and...
Give me a shot.
New England.
Give me a shot.
I'm going to say active right now.
Okay, by the way, Belichick doesn't count. He's not an active NFL head coach.
Oh, I don't know. Two?
Kimmy, you want to take a shot?
I said two.
I forgot what the question was.
Never mind. Seven active
right.
NFL
That's actually
coaches.
Pretty high.
That's less than a quarter of the league.
All right.
Okay. Less than a
quarter. Yeah, I know getting to the getting to the Super Bowl is tough. Everybody knows that. But you've been given every resource available to get to the Super Bowl, and you haven't gotten there is a valid argument.
Okay, but every NFL
you've been
head
paid,
coach.
Millions of dollars are spent to do this, and you come up short.
Kimmy, remember how the Bills are the only team spending millions of dollars?
No, but let's just
coaches?
Talk about the Bills for a minute. They don't get the job
done.
But no,
you can't just talk about the Bills when every – they're not in a vacuum. They're not in a vacuum. Mike Tomlin, for example, good coach, head coach of the Steelers.
Oh, yeah, been around a long time.
Yeah. He won his Super Bowl 15 years ago. He's one of the active coaches that have won.
All right.
John Harbaugh, he's a good coach, right? Head coach of the Ravens.
Has he won two?
He's won one.
What, he won two?
No, he won one.
Did his brother win one?
No, he
played his
played
brother.
His
lost
Bowl,
to his
coached
brother.
Against his no. He beat his brother in the Super Bowl,
the
Harbaugh Bowl.
Did they?
The Ravens won.
Sure. Yeah,
Joe
yeah,
Flacco.
You're right.
Yes, yep. That was like 13 years ago. Sean Payton, head coach of the Broncos, he's a pretty good coach. He's won a Super Bowl. Won it with the Saints. Pete Carroll, he's another one. All of these guys, four of the seven head coaches that have won Super Bowls active, won them over a decade ago. And outside of Andy Reid.
He's the king.
No current active NFL coach has more than one Super Bowl win. So don't sit here and be like, oh, he's got all the tools at his disposal.
He does. Disposable.
Not like the Ravens
beautiful
or the
new stadium.
Steelers. Not yet. What does the stadium have to do with winning ball games?
I don't know. I want to see it.
Nothing. Nothing.
Nothing.
I'll say this, man.
Say it.
If these people that want McDermott gone
get
their wish, and you blow out the guy that fixed you from being a laughing stock of the National Football League for 17 years and a perennial Super Bowl favorite, we as a franchise and fan base deserve all of the bad football things to happen to us. I'm telling you now. If you run this guy out of
restart.
Town, thank you.
Well, I'm sure the odds of him actually getting fired are zilch.
I agree with you. But I am really sick of reading these effing articles every offseason.
You should stop reading
them. It's going to keep happening. You know, even if the Bills make it to the Super Bowl and lose, it'll still happen. You know, even if they take that next step, I think you're still going to get the same. Do the Bills need a change of who's in charge? You know,
it's change of the guard.
Well, like, nothing is going to be good enough, to your point. Because unless the Bills win multiple Super Bowls, Josh Allen's always going to be compared to Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, you only got one. And I mean, you want to talk about everything at their disposal.
Yeah.
Right? Like, the Bills have a certain type of person they look for. They don't bring in distractions in the locker room. They don't want to deal with guys that have off-the-field things. Whereas Kansas City has no problem bringing in the worst human beings that ever existed.
Yeah.
And if you can park your ethics aside and cheer for a team like that, God bless you. Fine. I'm not that type of guy. I appreciate the way the Bills
do. You ain't fine, good Christian young men.
I don't need
field.
Fine, good Christian young men. I don't
love
need
their mothers and fathers.
I don't need a guy that's on video beating up his pregnant girlfriend. Multiple of those guys. Multiple of those guys. I don't need that. Because I want to bring my daughters to the football game, and I want to sit there and disconnect from the world, and I don't need that.
Okay.
So you all go do you. Enjoy your bloody Super Bowl rings.
Bloody Super Bowl.
You got blood on your rings, bro.
Blood on your rings.
Blood on the rings. All right, let's take a break.